over here, we could handle five patients at once. Then they built the Northwest Kidney Center down here, which is in the old nurses' quarters of Swedish Hospital. And they had an old-time inventor. It would cost some money to buy one of these from Milton Roy, but they had this inventor who had a proportioning system that was made of, that consisted of two screw feeders. One screw feeder was for the concentrate, and the other was for tempered water. Unfortunately, a couple of people died on that mm-hmm. system, which is most unfortunate. If they talked to us about it, we could have seen mm-hmm. what the problem was right away. But anyway, so I had been very busy, you know, running the reactor. I was teaching nuclear engineering, teaching chemical engineering. I had a lot of chemical engineering graduate students, and I had a lot of nuclear engineering graduate students. So my days were very long. Mm-hmm. And we'd just gotten this thing out in the sense that it was working. And we'd half the cost. It was $20,000 a year. And as I'll show you, a lot of the work we did then was mathematical, trying to model this process, see if it could be optimized in some way. And we showed them that three times a week for a total of 20, I said two 24 hours. There were two 12-hour treatments. We suggested three 8-hour treatments and convinced them from our results and from their results that was more optimal for the uh-huh. patient. Okay. So by the beginning of 1964, I was feeling somewhat relieved that this was done. And then I get the call, and that picks up on the article that I sent you from Dr. Schroeder, and I don't need to go through all that with you, I don't think.
Well, maybe the basic story, if we can.
Well, the
get
basic
that.
Story is I had got this call on early Saturday morning. And Dr. Scribner was on the other end of the line, and his voice was sort of heavy with
emotion,
depressed emotionally. And then he explained to me that this 15-year-old girl who he'd seen many times had been turned down for treatment by this committee, mm-hmm. and that she was going to die if she didn't get treatment in 4 months. And the university had prohibited him from taking any more patients over there. And he said, you know, couldn't you take this monster, as the nurses called it, because at the time it had three pumps and it was noisy, and they called it the monster. Couldn't you miniaturize that thing? Mm-hmm. Same principle, mm-hmm. diluting concentrate, but for one patient, and portable so it could be taken to a patient's home. Well, the problem, I said, well, aren't we going to run into problems with the committee? Because they said, no. He said, no. He said, I propose that we make it a university research project. And we get funding for it outside the university from a foundation. And he said, we've got 4 months to do this. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, I don't know. I'll talk to my engineers and technicians to see if they're willing to put in the time, because, you know, we were supposed to be doing what you're supposed to do for the educational program in addition to this stuff. So I called them together and I said, here's the problem, and we'd have to make most of the stuff ourselves. Like, you couldn't buy heat exchangers that were this small, mm-hmm. and the instruments weren't readily available. We'd uh-huh. have to modify them. And I said, it really has to be almost automatic. That is, to expect a patient to come in there and do this and this and this and this is too much. So we went for an automated system where you push the button and the machine pasteurized itself. We were using hot water then. And then started producing dialysate at the right temperature, and then give an indication that we could hook up the blood lines. So I said, that's sort of the way I see it. So they all said they'd like to do it. So I told Scribner that we take a shot at it. Now, you have to understand that if the dean came over and the nuclear reactor building was one of his favorites, he used to come over all the time just to see what was going on. And I knew if he came over and saw us working on this machine, that I was probably going to be reprimanded. So we had these sliding doors where you could open one, slide one over, and you'd have space here, and you could see your pliers and everything in there. And if you closed it, you had a panel. So what we would do is we put our drawings up on the panel over which we could slide the other one.
Cover
so,
them.
And we sort of called it the Dean Watch. And anybody that was up in the control room, and you could see all over, say the Dean's coming over the intercom, and we're doing what we were supposed to do.